International pressure is once again building on Iran to put its drive to enrich uranium on hold. The UN Security Council is considering a second resolution against Iran, expanding economic sanctions that were adopted in December. That resolution could come up for a vote by the weekend. This week, Russia made its displeasure with Iran clear by stopping its cooperation on a nuclear power reactor that it has built in Iran. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
It took weeks for the permanent five members of the Security Council, the U.S., Russia, China, France, and Britain, to work out the specifics of a new sanctions resolution against Iran. But when they did, it so provoked Iran's leaders that President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said he would come to the Security Council personally to argue his nation's case when the resolution comes up for a vote. The pressure on Iran is coming from all directions, from the U.S., of course, but also from the Europeans, from the International Atomic Energy Agency, and especially now from Russia.
This is the moment when everyone hopes that the pause will happen.
Rose Gottemuller is a former Assistant Secretary of Energy and now head of the Moscow office of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. The pause she speaks of is the suggestion of Mohammed El-Baradei, the director of the IAEA. The idea is for Iran to announce a pause in its uranium enrichment activities. In response, the Security Council might put its sanctions on hold temporarily, while negotiations would get underway that would include direct talks between the U.S. and Iran. The key pressure has come from Russia, which has built Iran's sole nuclear power reactor at Bushehr on the Persian Gulf. This week, behind the scenes, Moscow decided to, in effect, put a hold on completing the reactor until Iran agrees to this pause. Rose Gottemuller says it looks like President Vladimir Putin simply got fed up with the Iranians.
I've heard in the Moscow rumor mill that when President Putin was briefed on the way the Iranians were acting with regard to the Bushehr reactor project and the UN Security Council resolutions, that he actually got very angry. So this is now driving Russian policy to take a harder line with Iran at this moment. And that might be a bit shocking to the Iranian leadership and be causing them to think twice.
Yesterday in Moscow, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov denied his government had done any such thing, a position echoed by Russia's ambassador to the UN, Vitaly Churkin.
There have been no Russian ultimatums to Iran of any kind.
But the press in Moscow has carried stories this week of Russian nuclear workers being pulled off the Bushehr project. In testimony before the Senate yesterday, Undersecretary of State Nicholas Burns welcomed Russia's action.
It's been very interesting to see the Russian government over the last week decide that they're not going to provide fuel for the Bushehr power plant. The very clear message, as we translate it, from the Russian government to the Iranian government is it's not going to be business as usual.
The Iranians, at least publicly, have remained defiant. President Ahmadinejad accused the Western powers of waging psychological warfare against Iran, and the nation's supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, warned against the use of threats and force. The Iranian Navy today began a series of war games in the Persian Gulf. The new Security Council resolution aims its sanctions at Iranian banks and the business activities, including arms exports, of Iran's Revolutionary Guards. The Security Council has sought to limit sanctions to those Iranian entities or individuals closely associated with a nuclear program, says French Prime Minister Dominique de Villepin.
These sanctions are not aimed to the Iranian people. They are strong messages to the Iranian leadership, and we wish this leadership to understand the meaning of these decisions and our strong determination.
The U.S. is also putting pressure on other nations to refrain from investing in oil and gas projects in Iran, which could severely hamper Iran's effort to renovate its antiquated petroleum infrastructure. With all the growing pressure, this could be the moment when Iran's leaders finally decide to put uranium enrichment, at least temporarily, on hold. Mike Schuster, NPR News.